This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 128 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Tank Martin from Protect Plumbing and Air. Welcome.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, pleasure to get to know some more people in the community. So why don't we just dive right in and why don't you share a little bit about what you guys do over at Protech?
Okay, we've been around for just over 15 years. The plumbing, we started as a plumbing company. We added the HVAC department just under 3 years ago. Been doing really well. The owner's from up north, so he's been doing it most of his life. Matter of fact, and just till here recently, his dad also worked here. So it's been a family business for many years. He's been in Florida as long as he's been doing plumbing. He's been doing plumbing in Florida. So he moved here about 17 years ago. Protech is just under 16. So really busy. We concentrate more on residential replacement repairs and service and maintenance. We do a little bit of new construction, mainly homes in Marco and Port Royal. Most everything else is concentrated on local residential. We go from Charlotte County all the way down to as far down Marco as you can go.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome. So how did you get involved in the industry?
Well, I've been in air conditioning, heating air conditioning side most of my life. My granddaddy was a contractor in the Carolinas. Started working with him in middle school. So it's really all I've ever known. I've done multi-sides. I've been in the residential side, commercial side. I also did industrial and the textile mills where I'm from in the Carolinas. And I've even worked on the distribution side. I enjoy the contracting side the most, get to deal with customers and be a problem solver. So really, air conditioning is about all I've ever done.
That is great. And then what brought you to Southwest Florida?
I got tired of the cold. I was born and raised in North Carolina. I lived in South Carolina for a few years, and then my job moved me to Virginia. When I was in Virginia, it snowed 18 inches on Christmas Day, my first Christmas there, and I said, I got to go. And they offered me a job in Southwest Florida, and I came down, actually came down to Sarasota for about 5 years.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I was born in Wisconsin, same thing. Said, all right, enough of this cold weather. I am out of here.
Absolutely.
Great, great. So we've all had some type of maybe challenge or obstacle along our journey that we can look back at now and say maybe, you know, we're better because we went through it. Is there something happened along your journey that helped put you in a better position?
As far as business goes, one of the most eye-opening experiences I've had was when we went through the economy crash in 2008. That affected the trades in such a way. We, from the replacement side, there's a logical stance on once my equipment gets so old, it makes more sense to replace it before it breaks down. Well, when we hit the economy crash, nobody wanted to let go of the money to replace. So everybody focused on repairs. So we were fixing 20 and 30 year old equipment just to keep it up and running. Kind of gave me, at that point, I was working on the distribution side, and it really gave me a different view of the industry when the money was just not available. It's when I really took on the stance that as a working in the trades, air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical, we are, in my opinion, unsung heroes of our country's infrastructure, because there's so much that we do that people need. And then we've gotten into a place that nobody could afford the services that we offered. And it really, really changed my outlook on the industry and what our place is in the business.
Yeah, it's, you know, and like you said, those are necessities. People don't realize they how much they need them until they lose them or don't have access to them.
Absolutely. So, and from the air conditioning standpoint, it never quits until it's 95 degrees outside. So that's what it always is.
And we live in Southwest Florida, so it's always that outside.
That's true. You're right.
So are there any maybe myths or misconceptions surrounding what you do that we can maybe clear up for our listeners?
I think one of the biggest things that has been a misconception, and I can say that it even started with me, some of the newer technology that's out now, or and has been out for a little while, UV technology and ductless technology. When I first became exposed to that, I defined it as snake oil. It's not real. It's just a way for these guys to make money. And then as I got into it a little deeper and started doing some research and found out the benefits, I was shocked. And then with the UV technology specifically, Florida, Texas, New Orleans are the three states that's most heavy with the UV technology because of all the moisture we have in our environment. The UV technology does great as far as cleaning the air and keeping the equipment clean. UV technology is basically artificial sunlight. So it really does a tremendous job to keep your equipment clean and keep your air purified and clean. And that was, it took me a little while to turn that curve, really, until I moved to Florida. I've been here almost 14 years to see the advantage. I extended the life of the equipment. So that really brought me around. And then with the mini split, the ductless technology, the United States is behind the curve. Most every other major country in the world uses mini splits and ductless and things like that. Much more efficient, a little expensive on the front end, but much more expensive in the long run. Great return on your investment. I was not an advocate of mini splits when I first got into the industry. It took me a little while to come around to that until I moved to the coast. And there's so many opportunities to have ductless equipment because there's nothing exposed. You don't have to run anything under a steel house and things like that. So those two pieces of the technology on the air conditioning side is definitely something that I had to turn the corner on myself a few years ago.
Yeah, like everything advances in technology, sometimes it takes a little to get used to, but once you get used to it, you're like, why weren't we doing this before?
Absolutely. Yeah, you get a little older, it's hard to learn that stuff.
Right. I hear you. So I know you work quite a bit, you know, but what do you enjoy doing outside of work?
Outside of work, I'm an active musician. I'm a drummer in a local band called Limited Edition. I also play keys and I sing. And then when I'm not doing that, my favorite thing to do is scuba dive. I'm an advanced open water scuba diver working on my rescue training.
Very nice. Very nice. So very active out there and being social. You got to love it.
Very much so.
So is there maybe one thing that our listeners should know about ProTec that maybe they don't know?
The biggest thing that I found when I came on board here is the integrity and the character that this company has. There's a lot of companies that can't make that remark. I'm very thrilled to say that we can. We're not in a race for the bottom. We're not the cheapest. We're not going to be the cheapest, nor do we want to be. But we definitely will say that we're the best. I love the fact that we have a very, very active owner. He's not at his vacation home in the mountains and you know, driving around in his nice car. He's here every day. And it's him and his dad. And most of his family has been involved. You know, it's family oriented. He leaves every day or every Tuesday, every Thursday to take his daughter to horseback riding lessons. And we're just all a family. And due to that, we have a lot of integrity. We believe in doing what's right. We believe in telling the truth. Even if it costs us money at the end of the day, we want our customers satisfied and happy. So we're always going to do what's right. Being on the distribution side, I've worked with lots and lots and lots of contractors. I know for a fact that's not always the case. So when I had an opportunity to come to work for ProTec, I was really excited that was certainly the kind of company that I was involved in. So definitely at the top of the list, we are a company of integrity. We want to always do what's right.
And that's important. That culture is important. And you know, nowadays it's lacking, but it's disappearing from a lot of businesses out there. So it's good to see people still focusing on that and focusing and going in that direction. So
agreed. It reminds me of the culture that I had when I started with my grandfather. It's just not something you see much anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how would our listeners go about contacting you if they had any issues or questions?
Well, the easiest way, you can go to our website, which is ptpflorida.com, stands for the ProTec Promise. We're a dual trade, so we have plumbing and air conditioning, HVAC. So going to the website, of course, you can always call us at 239-261-1000. from the website. You can email us directly. You can also text from the website or just call us directly.
Very good. Tank, any last words for our listeners?
I just appreciate the opportunity to have us on. For your listeners, if we ever have the opportunity to serve you, air conditioning or plumbing, we are here 24 hours a day.
Absolutely. I love it. Tank, thanks for being such a good neighbor, and I hope to see you in the community here soon.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.